All right, continuing with our list, we have also a blood clotting inhibition. Phytonutrients can be anti-estrogens, so they can block the estrogen activity that is caused by many estrogen mimickers in plastics and certain foods. Food-based or plant-based nutrients also can have antibacterial action. They are immune system modulators, which means that they help empower the immune system when it's needed, and yet they also help restrain the immune system if it is over-responding in, for example, like in an autoimmune disorder. So immune system modulation is very, very important, and plant medicine is very good at doing that, whereas pharmaceutical medicine is horrible at that. They can inhibit cellular signal cascades. They can enhance toxicity of chemotherapy toward cancer cells. I discussed that previously. They can inhibit toxin metabolic action via phase one cytochrome P450. For the biological scientists out there, that they know what that means. I'm not familiar with the cytochrome P450. Nevertheless, you can look that up. Go to goodgopher.com, search for it. They also can activate toxin detoxification via phase two. So what we have here is, these are just some of the actions that happen in your body because of the phytochemicals that are found in fruits and vegetables and superfoods. These phytochemicals are nature's medicine. Now, think about this for a minute. The FDA's ridiculous position, absolute quackery and lunacy, total deranged idiocy, is that according to the FDA, there's no such thing as any food or superfood that has any effect whatsoever on human biology. Because if they did have an effect, then they would be, quote, drugs. And the FDA says foods are not drugs. So therefore, they have no effect. They cannot prevent, treat, or reverse any disease according to the FDA. So if you have scurvy and you're vitamin C deficient, and if you take vitamin C and the vitamin C cures the scurvy, which it does, the FDA would say that didn't happen. Because it can't happen, because a nutrient cannot have any effect on treating, preventing, or curing any disease in the human body. I know it's pretty ridiculous, but that is the FDA's official position. So if you're suffering from rickets and you're vitamin D deficient, and that's what rickets is a disease of vitamin D deficiency, causes your bones to be all rubbery. There's a lot of African American children today across the country are being born with rickets because their parents are so chronically vitamin D deficient that even the developing fetus doesn't get enough of the vitamin. But if you are born with rickets and then you take vitamin D and then your bones start to gain structure and you're cured of rickets, the FDA would say that didn't happen because vitamins can't cure diseases. In fact, if you're dehydrated and you're suffering from chronic dehydration, which is a disease according to modern medicine, and you drink water and the water hydrates your body, thereby curing the dehydration, the FDA would say that did not happen either, because water cannot treat or cure any disease, not even dehydration. So you see how ridiculous the FDA is. Just absolutely politicized, controlled, corrupted by the pharmaceutical industry to destroy all knowledge of food cures, cancer prevention through nutrients, diabetes prevention, healthy living, all of that. They don't want you to know any of these things. But if you actually look at these foods using laboratory instruments, which is one of the things that I do, then you find that they have amazing phytonutrients or plant-based nutrients that prevent disease. And some of them, as listed in this book, Foods That Fight Cancer, are as follows. There are polyphenols, terpenes, sulfur compounds and sulfides, saponins, flavonoids, phenolic acids, non-flavonoids, carotenoids, monoterpenes. This one's tough. What is this? dialyl sulfides, isothiocyanates, and triterpenoids, steroids, and then there are anthocyanidins. Those are some of my favorite. Flavones, flavanols, flavanones, or flavanones, flavanols, isoflavones, and tannins, hydroxycinamates and hydroxybenzoates, stibines, coumarins, and lignans. These are all classes of phytonutrients. And as I was reading through this list, I was just thinking, you know, blueberries, broccoli, cruciferous vegetables, carrots, cinnamon, spirulina, whatever. I was thinking about all the different foods and superfoods that contain these polyphenols. You know, I'm thinking apple peels, organic apple peels. You don't want to peel the apple and throw away the skin. You want to eat the skin, you know, and that's where you get all these sulfur compounds. I'm thinking garlic, you know, flavonoids. I'm thinking, you know, colorful, fresh foods and juicing of fresh fruits and vegetables. All of these things are found in the food, and they're all anti-cancer. Isn't that amazing? And this is the information that the FDA absolutely does not want you to know. The cancer industry surely doesn't want you to know this because, oh my God, if you prevented cancer, they would lose out on cashing in on poisoning your body with a cancer diagnosis. They want you to get cancer so they can make money off of it. How sick is that, right? That's the sickness. The tumor is the industry. The industry is a cancer on humanity, right? The cancer industry is a cancer on humanity because it wants cancer to spread so that cancer doctors and cancer hospitals and cancer drug companies and even these silly pink ribbon cancer nonprofits, they can all make money and gain power and wealth and influence by making sure that as many people get cancer as possible. They do not want you to know that foods can prevent and help reverse cancer. They do not want you to know that cancer has a cause and that that cause can be prevented or greatly reduced by taking some simple steps in your life to reduce exposure to environmental toxins and increase your intake of anti-cancer foods and nutrients. They do not want you to know this. They want you to be ignorant so they can keep you on their cancer plantation. It's like you're the slave workers, the cotton pickers, who are not allowed to read, like in the old South, in the U.S. history, where they kept the slaves ignorant. And so they would not ever learn enough to be able to read and escape the plantation and go off on their own and be free. The cancer industry wants you to be their plantation cotton pickers so they can keep you their financial slaves, their medical slaves, dependent on them, so that you never have the knowledge to be able to free yourself from that medical enslavement. And freedom comes from knowledge, the knowledge to know how to prevent cancer, the knowledge to know where cancer comes from, the knowledge to know what foods at the grocery store are anti-cancer foods versus what foods at the grocery store are cancer-causing foods. So let me get right into that right now so that we don't waste any more time. Okay. What are the foods that cause cancer in the grocery store? Well, number one, processed meats. They contain the sodium nitrites and the nitrates, and they include bacon and sausage, and beef jerkies are some of the worst. The pepperonis and the frozen pepperoni pizza, the ham, the lunch meat, the ham in the soup, like the ham and potato soup, contains cancer-causing chemicals. All these processed meats cause cancer. They cause cancer from the sodium nitrate, and these create, during digestion, nitrosamines. Nitrosamines are cancer-causing agents. They cause colorectal cancer, leukemia, and pancreatic cancer. They can destroy pancreatic function and lead to type 2 diabetes. And that's if they don't give you colon cancer first. You can block the nitrosamine formation by consuming high-quality vitamin C at the same time that you eat processed meat. So, if you're going to eat some processed meat, and you don't have some vitamin C, which should be, by the way, the L-form, fully buffered, 100% L-ascorbic acid, or sodium ascorbate, which is a sodium-buffered ascorbic acid, or a food-based vitamin C, such as camu-camu berries, oranges, or blueberries, or other things. If you don't have the powder of vitamin C, eat some blueberries, eat some cherries, eat some oranges, eat some lemons or limes. If you're going to eat processed meat, know how to protect yourself by eating these other anti-cancer foods at the same time. They will help block the cancer-causing toxicity of the meat. All right, so that's tip number one for you right there. Something that the entire cancer industry will never tell you, your oncologist doesn't want you to know. If you go out and eat processed meat, make sure you eat some fruit and some vegetables with it, or bring some vitamin C with you so you can block the cancer-causing toxic chemicals derived from the processed meat. Or, better yet, eat fresh meat. Fresh meat that's not processed, that's not preserved. Like meat, you know, from the fresh meat section of the grocery store. Or buy organic meat or grow your own meat or barter with a rancher if you can. Get some actual real meat. If you're going to eat meat, make sure it doesn't give you cancer. Now, what are the other things in the grocery store that cause cancer? Well, hydrogenated oils, partially hydrogenated oils. So these things include like that cheap powdered coffee creamer. It's made with partially hydrogenated, genetically modified vegetable oil. Or shortening, right? Shortening that's used to make cookies and crackers and cake icing and things like that. People buy shortening and they eat it by the bucket load. Where they go, they buy that fake margarine butter crap, which is all partially hydrogenated canola oil and soybean oil, both of which are genetically modified, both of which will cause cancer. So people are eating all these hydrogenated oils and getting all these trans fatty acids in their system. It's also causing coronary heart disease, atherosclerosis, you know, circulatory problems, big time. You're getting cancer and heart disease and diabetes all at the same time. It's like a hat trick of bad food, you know, triple play right there. The drug industry loves it. They tell you to go out and eat margarine. In fact, remember back in the 1980s when all the doctors said like eggs were bad for you and butter was bad for you and real milk and cheese were bad for you. You should be all eating this margarine, which is genetically modified, genetically modified hydrogenated vegetable oil crap that causes all these other diseases. And now they're cashing in. They're cashing in on the baby boomers who fell for that total fraud that was pushed in the 1980s and the 1990s. Now we know it was all a complete scam. We know margarine's bad for you. We know trans fats are bad for you. Even the FDA, after 20 years of denials and cover-ups, has finally admitted that they're going to ban trans fats from the U.S. food supply. Did you know that? Finally, after 20 years of covering it up, they're going to ban it because it's so toxic to human biology. And yet you're out there probably still eating it if you're eating margarine and shortening and processed food. You're probably still eating a lot of that crap without even knowing it. So those are some of the big things that cause cancer. Now, in the final section of this special report here, I'm going to go over the foods that are anti-cancer. These are the ones mentioned in the book, Foods That Fight Cancer. So that's coming up next.